on the air. Fuck. Damn. Excuse me. All right. Sorry. I'm unexpected there. All right. Y'all know who I am. Obviously, it's Coder, obviously. And I'm joined by, Ohm.
What?
I said your name was Ohm. Whatever. Shut up. He's in the studio tonight. We're just, having some fun. Treating the show. I don't know if I'm going to put intro and music in there and whatnot. I'm a lazy-ass motherfucker, so whatever.
Wants to use Barbie girl.
Hey, it was your idea to begin with. You shouldn't have had it on your MP3 player.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
So happens through coincidence.
Yeah, sure, Got the damn gum, don't you? Give me the damn gum.
No, it's mine.
Give me the damn gum.
If I throw it, it's gonna go everywhere.
Throw me one. Give me the damn gum. That was a pussy throw.
Is there a reason for excessive use of vulgar language?
Yes, it's my goddamn show to use whatever language I want.
Great.
And you can too.
I'd rather not.
Okay. Anyway, where was I? All right, yeah, so I'm going to talk about email. And I actually got one. I don't know. I can't remember who it was by. And, but he sent me an email, and he said that episode 8 was an utter waste of time. And he's probably right. I'm a dumbass. I'm lazy, and I don't think of content. Excuses, etc., etc.
You have great self-esteem.
I know, don't I?
Brilliant.
Anyway, yeah, he sent me an email, you know, said it wasn't that great, but it gave tips on how to improve it, and I'm going to use them, so that's cool. Then he's, believe it or not, the first person to send me email. So if you're listening to me now, send me email telling me either how I can improve or whatever. I need to know that stuff, all right?
He hates himself. Please, he needs this.
Well, okay. If you say so.
Can they even hear me?
Yeah, I think so. I want to get up and...
I like the method.
We might want to yell then.
Ah!
All right. What do you think about gas prices?
I hate them.
Can't hear you.
I don't really hate them. I don't really even care.
Well, why don't you care?
Because I haven't been driving very long.
A full week. And you had to fill up today, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then how much did gas cost? Prices?
$10 it filled up a quarter of my tank, it was nice.
$2.30 a gallon. I can buy milk for less. That's scary.
For up to me, I could buy a week's supply of candy for that much. Out of this big bag of Big Red.
Hey, you know, I got that from the high school principal, but that's a different story.
He stole it from the bank.
Alright, and on gas prices, has anyone noticed that the gas prices down in Texas are lower? Well, apparently they are. This is some fluke of nature that I haven't heard about. Okay, whatever, I guess. What are you doing? That's a scary thought for some psychotic maniacs like yourself.
Don't make me go taekwondo on your ass.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. He's holding a wooden pole out like a cheerleader.
Oh, you moron.
Well, he's trying to attempt to look like some taekwondo person, but he's looking like a cheerleader. Ready, let's go. Alright, anyway, back to the show. Apparently gas prices are, lower oh no, he's got a knife. Anyway, they're lower in Texas, and he's about to stab me. Ow! Oh, good, he missed.
I missed. Why'd you say ow?
Reaction. Anyway. But, apparently Texas oil prices are, their gas prices are lower. Don't ask me why. But, as, whatever, whoever you are, I didn't pronounce your name right, so whoever you are, what's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Ohm.
Oh, Ohm's Law, like, right?
No.
Whatever.
You can make a grenade from this.
Grenade from that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sulfur? Oh, man, I imagine how bad that stink afterwards.
Drop it on Tron. I mean...
Tron?
Tron. He's an asshole. I will tell you more about that later.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we apparently live in... I hate to say it, but Hicksville, USA.
I town.
Well, whatever. Yep. Town of about... How many people you say live in our Hick town?
Maybe 200?
Something like that. Somewhere in those general figures. But anyway, we were driving through town today in his pimping car. Pimping. And, looked down the street, it's about 11:15 at night, but, it's about 1 a.m. right now, just giving you guys an idea. But, working, or driving through the streets, and nobody's around. Nobody there.
It was heavenly.
If you would call it heavenly, okay. But, I found that kind of interesting, that, nobody would be around. Normally in most towns you think, hey,
at least the dope people would be on the streets selling crack. But we ain't got anybody, because our town's so small. Is that it?
Yeah. Give you guys an idea how small my town, our town is.
I don't claim it.
Well, the town we just happen to reside near, is they've been using... let me think here. They've had the same clocks up in the high school hallway for more than 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even I didn't know that.
Yeah. I grabbed the yearbook the other day from 73, and I had the same clock in there. And
or a clock of a similar make.
It's a conspiracy. Shut up.
Whatever.
Anyway. But, yeah. That's how small we are. We're talking about Hicktown, USA. Apparently, you all know Jason Scott, at least I hope so. You don't, but I'll explain that to you later.
Who are you talking to?
You.
There's a wall between us. And I know if you're talking to me.
I'm talking to the wall, and you just happen to be hearing me.
Whatever.
Anyway, all of us know about Jason Scott. Can you please stop?
I'm trying to make a fire.
Fire in my room?
Burk.
Fucking...
Two grenades. Big guy,
fucking
a fire pretty well.
Pocket up cement. Anyway. We all know about Jason Scott. And fortunately, he just, last week, finished out his BBS documentary that he's been working on for the past 3 bazillion years. But more like 2.5, but anyway. And he never did get those street drugs that Kizzle was going to get him. But he did finish the documentary, so either one works, I guess. Excuse me. And I hear Kizzle and him are going to hook up at Nauticon. Actually, today. Probably right now. That's cool. So I wish them good luck and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, you got to remember, yeah, but we're talking to people in the future, essentially. Silence.
Okay.
See, we're talking now, and then in the future, people will hear it.
Okay, shut up.
Whether it be 3 minutes,
shut up.
Or
die!
10 years, or a century.
Put Taekwondo on your ass.
Shut up. All right, anyway. So, would you like to add? Because I'm running out of stuff to talk about.
Well, there's nothing for me to add. The nice carpet you have. Actually, it's got a ton of dead wasps and it's really crap. That corner's disgusting.
Yeah, it is, but that's the way. See, living in Hicktown, USA, the inhabitants generally aren't the richest people in the world. I'm not the
speak
richest.
Speak for yourself.
Shut up.
Two TVs and our bed and stereo system. And like, what?
But the town as a whole isn't exactly the richest people in the world, so.
A millionaire used to live on our main street.
Rose?
Probably still does.
That'd be pretty funny that he's not giving anything to the school. Anyway, alright. End of the show. Shouts. You got any shouts? Or whoever you are, any shout outs, any props, any thing? Who do you want to say hello to?
I don't
want to
say hello to anybody. I don't know any of these people.
Well, say hello to somebody. Okay.
Oh.
Shut up. All right, anyway. Props.
I like Twinkies.
Wanted something I gave you. Anyway, alright. You know, Jason Scott said that if you're not having fun, or I think it was Kizzo actually, he said if you're not having fun with your show, your listeners aren't having fun. I don't know about you, but I'm having fun.
Well, this is a blast. I feel like I've just eaten dynamite and lit my God. I'm not going there. But, yeah.
Never mind. Alright. End of the show. Thanks to, what's your name? Yeah, thanks to you. Thanks to you for showing up. That's cool.
I'm here by mandatory statement, document 9, sector 7.
Paragraph A, subsection B.
I didn't ask you.
Alright, anyway, blah, 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 blah. Thanks to him for showing up. Thanks to, Not Theory. He, for all the stuff he's been doing for everybody lately. And, thanks to you, the listener, for listening. Alright?
Don't these normally last, like, at times the amount that
it
just did?
Well, they, sometimes, it just depends. It just depends who have got the content.
Well, like,
what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. We're talking right now, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but it's meaningless.
Oh, I got a big wooden pole in my hand. I was sitting here talking to you about shows. Go to Broadway. Show me the money.
No, seriously, though, if we went to, if we got any kind of news media or anything, the FCC would so. If we went mainstream media, like Fox News Channel or whatever, the FCC would so fine us and throw us in jail. That's why I'm on the internet, where the FCC has no boundaries. Anyway.
Why did you get this?
Alright, I have an amateur radio mic.
Wow, what's that?
That's these devices right here that I'm pointing at my radios. And I can talk on them. And that goes over the airwaves. And people with receivers that can pick up my signals can hear me.
Okay, this isn't going anywhere.
And if they have a license and the right equipment, they can talk back. And that's how a conversation goes on.
Great.
So what's your question?
My question? I didn't have a question. Last I knew, I was talking about a big wooden pole.
Ay, 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 what's the road coming to? Alright, end of episode 9. And And maybe Mr. Ohm will give us a random thought. Maybe not. Later, everyone.
All is doubt.